Plans for a 29-mile pipeline underneath Cook Inlet were announced last week. Cook Inlet Energy, one of many new players in the area, is the company applying for a right-of-way lease from the Department of Natural Resources. As KDLL's Shaylin Cochran reports, an underwater pipeline would solve several problems for Cook Inlet oil producers, but other concerns remain.
First, the pipeline. A 29-mile horseshoe-shaped 8-inch line from Cook Inlet Energy's Kustatan production facility on West Foreland Point, directly across the inlet from Nikiski, will travel south for several miles to avoid deep trenches and fast currents and finally connect at the Tesoro refinery in Nikiski. The line's maximum depth will be 200 feet, according to CIE's project description, which also describes the project's purpose as necessary to, quote, bypass the aging infrastructure on the west side of Cook Inlet to eliminate risk of volcanic activity and ice movements to oil shipments. That's been the main reason people have been pushing for a pipeline since Mount Redoubt erupted last in 2009, exposing the risks associated with the nearby Drift River storage terminal. With its storage capacity compromised after that eruption, tanker traffic in the inlet increased to keep production moving from one side of the inlet to the other. This summer, the Cook Inlet Regional Citizens Advisory Council, or CIRCAC, released a position paper in support of a pipeline, which CIRCAC Executive Director Michael Munger said at the time would be much easier to manage in the event of a disaster or spill.
One of the studies that's being done within the Cook Inlet Risk Assessment points towards, if there is going to be an accident in Cook Inlet and marine vessel traffic, the highest environmental risk is tanker traffic. And so we'd like to see them get out of that system. But again, ultimately, what we'd like to see is the pipeline installed. We feel a five-year time frame is a reasonable time to get the studies done and the engineering done to get this installed.
They might not have to wait that long. Construction is scheduled for April through August of 2014. The line will have the capacity to carry up to 90,000 barrels of oil per day. Cook Inlet oil production was about 10,000 barrels per day in 2011. Hillcorp, who operates the Drift River storage terminal, could be one of the companies to benefit from the lowered costs of production anticipated to come with the new pipeline. Hillcorp spokesperson Lori Nelson told the Peninsula Clarion Wednesday that there are too many ifs right now to speculate on any agreement, but that they encourage CIE's success on the project. While the pipeline mitigates the potential for oil spills in an increasingly busy production center, environmentalists and others still have plenty of concerns. Bob Shabelson is the director of advocacy for the Cook Inlet Keeper. A pipeline has been on their wish list for some time. Despite what a pipeline might mean for tanker travel in the inlet, he says regulations here still lag behind other parts of the state.
You know, it's great. We have one high-powered tug around the Tesoro docks that sees service in various areas, but we have nothing near the capacity that you see in Prince William Sound or elsewhere. So we're really in kind of a regulatory backwater here, and if there is a serious problem with a vessel that loses power or runs aground, we don't have the capacity to really deal with that.
And he says many environmental concerns remain, specifically related to toxic discharges into the inlet.
It's kind of a throwback to the fact that Cook Inlet oil and gas production preceded the major federal environmental laws. It preceded the Clean Water Act, which was passed by Congress in 1972. So they essentially grandfathered in Cook Inlet. So we know this stuff is toxic. We know it's harmful. We don't have to find that needle in a haystack to say, you know, this discharge caused this toxic effect. Let's not dump it. Let's put it back down the hole where it came from. And I think that's good business.
Cook Inlet Energy estimates cost of the pipeline at $50 million. The public has until February 4th to submit comments to the State Pipeline Coordinator's Office at spco.records.alaska.gov. Reporting from Kenai, I'm Shaylin Cochran.